Ukraine drones kill 3 in Russia after 500-plus intercepted overnight. Russian air defenses downed 500-plus Ukrainian drones overnight, killing 3 in the Moscow area and striking 14 regions plus Crimea. Russian air defenses intercepted more than 500 Ukrainian drones overnight, killing 3 people in the Moscow region, authorities reported Sunday. Drones were shot down across 14 Russian regions and the annexed Crimean Peninsula. Russian air defenses intercepted more than 500 Ukrainian drones overnight, killing 3 people in the Moscow region, authorities said Sunday. The drones were shot down across 14 Russian regions and the annexed Crimean Peninsula, according to Russia's defense ministry. The assault marks one of the largest drone strikes on Russian soil since the invasion began over 2 years ago. Moscow's mayor reported damage to homes and infrastructure in the capital's southern districts, where falling drone debris sparked fires and power outages. No military sites were hit, but the psychological impact on civilians remained immediate and significant. Residents described sirens, explosions, and the acrid smell of burnt metal lingering for hours after the attacks. The Kremlin called the strikes a terrorist act but provided no further details on military casualties or damage to strategic targets. Ukraine has not officially commented on the operation, though it has repeatedly targeted Russian military and energy sites in recent months to disrupt supply lines and morale. Civilian casualties in Russia have risen sharply this year, with authorities reporting at least 20 dead in drone-related incidents since January. The overnight attack follows weeks of escalating strikes on Russian oil refineries and arms depots near the Ukrainian border, which Moscow blames on Kyiv's forces. Analysts suggest Ukraine is using long-range drones to stretch Russian defenses thin while probing vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure. The latest assault also coincides with Ukraine's push to regain lost territory in the east, where frontline fighting has intensified in recent weeks. International observers warn the attacks could further strain relations between Moscow and allies like Iran and North Korea, which have supplied drones and missiles to Russia. The Kremlin has threatened retaliatory measures but has not yet specified plans for a military response beyond rhetoric. Meanwhile, air raid sirens echoed across southern Russia on Sunday afternoon, signaling possible follow-up strikes or false alarms. Residents in border regions like Belgorod and Rostov have grown accustomed to frequent drills, but this weekend's attack felt different in scale and intensity. Local officials urged people to stay indoors and avoid windows, as emergency services worked to clear debris and restore power. The attack also disrupted air traffic at several regional airports, including one in Voronezh, where flights were briefly suspended. Russia's state media framed the strikes as an act of desperation, while Ukrainian social media celebrated the operation as a sign of Kyiv's growing capability to strike deep into Russian territory. The overnight assault leaves unanswered questions about Ukraine's long-term strategy and Russia's ability to protect its population centers. For now, the focus remains on assessing damage and counting the cost of a night that tested both sides' resolve. Source: France 24 published, May 17, 2026 at 6:01 Universal Time Coordinated Category, World Topics, hashtag France 24 hashtag war.